happy trails to you until we meet again.
Yours truly, Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center with the morning show next hour. We put the wraps on our morning session. It is 72 degrees now at 9 o'clock. News time is next, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in North Korea, where he and Kim Jong-un have signed a mutual assistance agreement. ABC's Britt Clennett has more from the foreign desk.
Russia and North Korea are forging closer ties as they face increasing isolation on the world stage and a slew of sanctions. The mutual assistance pact, it may have ramifications for Russia's war in Ukraine. And today, Kim Jong-un said he fully supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's widely believed that Putin is seeking more weapons support for his war efforts in exchange for food, fuel, and military aid.
The White House is issuing a strong denial of Israeli government accusations that it is withholding U.S. weapons shipments. That as Israel faces increasing attacks from Hezbollah in the north as it continues bombarding Gaza in the south. The House Ethics Committee looking into allegations against Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. ABC News has learned that at least one woman has told the panel that Gaetz paid her for sex. This is ABC News. An American this morning sentenced to nearly 4 years behind bars in Russia. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, convicted of robbery and threatening to kill someone. He had been in eastern Russia to see a girlfriend when she accused him of stealing from her. New details in the killing of a child in Houston.
Investigators believe the 12-year-old girl said goodnight to her mother and then sneaked out of her apartment at around 10 o'clock Sunday night. Early the next morning, Billy Jackson noticed something in the creek alongside the road.
I thought it was a mannequin, so I did a U-turn and came back and looked down and realized it actually was somebody.
The medical examiner says the girl had been strangled. Police are looking for two men seen in surveillance video from a nearby convenience store. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Vandals hitting stone. Stonehenge. Two people with the environmental group Just Stop Oil arrested after some sort of orange powder paint was sprayed on the stones. Britain's prime minister calls it disgraceful. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The end of the school year, June Dairy Month, and the beginning of summer. And, of course, it's June's birthday. Stone of the month is pearl. A classic piece of jewelry for everyone, especially those coming up new brides. Shop at Pamela's for the perfect pearl jewelry and save 20% for your pearl jewelry for the month of June in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 79. Scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day are possible. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, areas of light rain, a low of 62. Scattered showers again and a high of 76 on Thursday. Thursday night, a 30% chance of a few showers, a low of 62. Friday, 83, warm and humid with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. So far, 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios. After an earlier reading of 83, we were as low as 70 this morning. We're back up to 72 degrees. Up next today on WRCO, today's morning show. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroka Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Today's morning show from WRCO talks about the 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction, which will soon be here. Darwin Hostetler is here. Darwin, here we go again.
Yes, 10th annual. I'm not sure where time has gone, but it's but it's soon here.
Yeah, it really is. And let's talk about the history now that it's the 10th. You started out with very humble beginnings, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We started our very first auction with about 10 days to get ready for it.
And, wow.
Yeah, it's and it's growing quite a lot since then. So, yeah, it's been very good. We always look forward to doing it. A lot of fun doing it, a lot of fun seeing the community come together, and people help make it all happen. And it all kicks off on Friday evening with the fish fry. And we do have barbecue chicken as well, but it starts, we kick it off on Friday evening with our Mississippi catfish, farm-raised catfish feed, and it's by donation. And then we also have start the auction. We sell flowers and miscellaneous items on Friday evening. And then Saturday is the big day.
You never know what's going to show up at the auction, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we have quite a few things that we have scheduled that we know. You know, we know I'm going to have this and this and this, you know. But yes, we often, on Saturday morning, we often kind of just get ready and watch and wait. Are we going to have an auction today? Yes, we're going to have an auction. Yeah, and then thing and donations come in and so on. So, but we're pretty excited with our lineup of things this year. Is some very, very unique and very good items.
Oh, we'll talk about some of those coming up, Darwin. If we could, let's talk a little bit about the Haiti benefit. What it's all about, where the money goes to.
Yes, the money goes. Our mission is called Gospel to Haiti, and most of the people in, you know, that are listening this morning, they probably have seen some signs along the road, and they remember have been there last year, keep coming back, you know, and so on. Gospel to Haiti is, you know, we've been going for about 20 years, you know, or a little better than 20 years. My first trip to Haiti was in 1998. So it's a little while ago, but, yes, but we operate a clinic in Haiti, and, we see, you know, over 100 patients a day, where we have Haitian doctors, Haitian nurses, and also American staff, that work there. And to see all these people and take care of them, it's been a bit challenging. You know, the country of Haiti is, they basically don't have a lot of government. It's gang controlled pretty much. It's been a pretty difficult time. A lot of Haiti is a very difficult place, you know, presently. We are located about probably about 70 miles from Port-au-Prince, where most of the trouble is. That's where most of the gang stuff is. About 70 miles away, but it takes about, 4 to 5 hours to drive that. So we're really a distance, you know, and that way away from the trouble. But but that's where the money goes. You know, our American staff is all volunteer staff. And so every weekend, say that the money that we raise this week, that weekend, weekend of the auction here coming up, that money is it all goes to Haiti. We don't have we don't pay personnel to take care of anything. It's all volunteer.
In terms of the money raised, you know, a little bit of money probably goes quite a long ways, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Like a typical mountain wage, a mountain man will work gladly, you know, for $5 and $6 a day, and work hard all day for $5 and $6 American dollars. And that's very typical. That's not underpaying them. That's just a very typical mountain wage.
How do the doctors get paid that are there?
Yes, we pay the doctors, and we pay the Haitian staff to work there, and they obviously get more than that because they're a doctor, they went to school, and all of that. But yeah, so we have a payroll that we pay the Haitian staff, that the nurses, the doctors, and all that are there. The American staff volunteer their time. The Haitian staff we pay.
Are there similar benefits across the country for Haiti, similar to what you do here in Richland Center? In terms of raising money?
Yes, there are others across the country that do the same thing, yes. We're one of the smaller ones, but there are other places, yes. We're supported by, the Gospel of Haiti is supported by about 7 other auctions similar to this.
Yeah, Haiti has been in the news, from time to time recently, and not for good reason either.
Yes. They've been in the news quite a bit. You never know quite, you know, what's true and what isn't, but... Not needless to say, it's a dangerous place. It's not the best place to be right now, you know, especially in the city.
When you fly in there, what town or what city do you
fly
in?
Yeah, we fly into Port-au-Prince and into the main airport in Port-au-Prince. And that airport is under control of the government. And I actually think there may be some U.S. feet on the ground there as well. To control that and then from there I get on another small airplane that flies me to the south to another small airport.
Do you ever feel concerned? I mean, you've been there enough times where it's kind of getting to be a regular thing, but are you ever fearful?
I'm not fearful, but I'm very careful. I'm very careful because it is obviously not real safe, you know, so I'm very careful. We have a lot of people on the ground there that monitor things, that let us, you know, that guide us through the process.
You've made some friends there, I'm sure.
Yes, we've made a lot of friends there over the years. Yeah, I've been there for a lot of years, been there many, many times. And so it's always, but I don't go as often right now. Over the last 2 years, I've not been there. I normally go 3 or 4 times a year. Right now, I'm going 1 and 2 times a year just because it's much more complicated and dangerous.
You feel like this is what you've been called to do?
Yes, it is. It's we go there, we do what we need to do because, it's what we're called to do. It's where the need is. And there's a need where there's a need, and there's we try to answer the call, and we trust the Lord to take care of us. So presently, one of the things that we're facing is a bit of a refugee crisis. We have the gangs as they get more violent in the city and the pressure gets on them, we have people that are trying to flee. And in some cases, the gangs will come in and tell them they have, you know, 5 minutes to leave. And so you have families that are running for the mountains, basically, with a backpack and their clothes on, you know, just what clothes they're wearing. And so those kind of people are showing up in our area with no home, no food, no clothes, nothing. And so we're trying to help some of those, as many as we can of those refugees to, you know, find a safe place in the mountain, have food to eat and some clothes to wear.
You do things for shelter too, different groups?
Yes,
like
we
that.
Do. And the community is very, the community helps a lot there with people coming coming in. They, you know, open their homes where we can and do other things, you know, for shelter as well. Try to make sure to get them out of the elements and give them a place to call home. And it's so it's a daunting task right now. But those are that would be one of the areas that I can say that, you know, funding from the auction would go to is, you know, probably is helping in the refugee crisis, along with the clinic that we operate.
When you go, do you have a specific duty that you do, or you're kind of a...
Yes, I'm the stateside administered. I go there just to kind of check up on staff, make sure they're all doing well, make sure things are flowing properly. And then I do a lot of teaching while I'm there. I do pastoral teaching, have a teachers conference every August that I do where I have several hundred pastors from across the country come together. And I spend 3 and 4 days doing teaching.
Are Americans well received there?
Yes, for the most part, very well received. Yes, out in the mountains, you know, in Port-au-Prince right now, a white person really wouldn't want to show your face very much, you know, in and out of the airport, and that's about all. But in the mountains, we're very well received. We're very welcome, and we've been there for a lot of the years. They know who we are. They know what we do there. They know we're there to help them. We're very well recognized in the community.
It sounds like you've been well represented in the community. People are very generous when they're given to the cause, it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Maybe you could talk about some of the things that will be on the docket there and some things that people can bid on or win.
Yes, we have some very unique items, very good items there. I think pictured on the brochure, we have a lawnmower, we have a tractor that's been completely restored, an Alice Chalmers WD there, completely restored, ready to go. I think it's got a mower that comes with it. And then there's just a lot of other good items, several hunting blinds that will be on the auction. We have one piece, fairly large piece, that we're really excited about. We have a group of individuals that went together and put a package together for a 30 by 40 building, like a 30 by 40 pole shed, or it's a garage, you know, essentially. It's a shop. It's a 30 by 40 is a pretty nice size. It's a stud wall, a stick built building. The labor is provided, everything total, all that anyone needs is a cement pad that's prepared for this building. And they come in, and White Mountain Construction is in charge of it, and they come in and build the building. Your color, the choice of color is yours. It's a really, really nice building.
Oh, that's something unique that you've not had before, isn't it?
And that's something, that's very unique, that we haven't had before. Just a small thing to consider about a purchase of that size is the day of the auction, there's no sales tax. So we're talking a pretty large building, you know, that you have a savings of, just in a small way right there. Plus, 100% of what you're spending that day on that building is going to Haiti to help needy people. So it's a very, very good cause, very good opportunity for someone that knows they need a building. Mm-hmm. We're just a list of things that I have written down here. We have a choice. They have their choice of color. 2 10 by 10 insulated garage doors with openers. 36-inch service door, windows, 2-foot overhang, rain gutters, the whole bit. Someone gets a really nice building, and someone comes in and builds it for you. You're done. All you need to do is prepare your slab.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
It's a good opportunity for someone.
I'm going to have to ask my wife, June, if I can bid on that. That's a pretty good deal. Then you can have more stuff.
You could have more stuff. Yeah, that's right.
You could park the Alice Chalmers in there with the mower.
There you go.
That's
got it.
That's going to be up for auction, too. And a lot of unique items, I think. Who restores your tractor? Is that a different person every year, or where do you...
No, same person every year. That's one of the men from our church, Lighthouse Chapel. That's part of his contribution every year. He restores a tractor. This year it's a WD Alice Chalmers.
And that's quite a commitment too, because, you know, parts and paint and everything,
yes,
that runs into money too,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So. Yes.
Great to have that as well. And then we don't want to overlook all the food. Lots of stuff. Is there a secret recipe for this for the fish fry or not?
Yeah, well, I It's at least secret enough that I don't know it. Yeah. Yeah, it is. So I don't know much about the recipe, but I know that people really like it. I know it's good. And I know that, people keep bringing their friends, and then their friends keep bringing more friends. So we're excited about that. And it's always a good evening. We have, I think it starts at, we have a drive-through, so people can, if they don't want to eat in, they can drive through and get their fish and go home with their families, or else they can stay right there and eat. And by the way, I don't think we mentioned that it's at the Richland Center Fairgrounds. I don't think we hit the location yet.
No, not yet.
So, and then we have the flower auction that we start. A lot of flowers in the evening. That starts, I think, around, I'm thinking 5:30. And then around, that goes for a little over an hour. And then we have a singing group. We have a family coming in from Iowa that will be doing a music program for us. And after the music program, we'll probably auction some more. But so we have a busy evening on Friday.
You do. And the flowers, baskets and all kinds of
shapes.
Yes,
lots of different flowers. And they come from a lot of different greenhouses, in the area here that... some of those greenhouses particularly put baskets together that they know that will be auctioned here, and very, very generous. We've had very generous givers that way make for a really nice flower auction that evening.
You always get rave reviews on the fish, and again, it's pretty fresh stuff when you make it.
Yes, very fresh. It is farm raised catfish. And it's swimming just about a day or so before. So it's very fresh. It won't have been, it's not like frozen. It just, it's just fresh catfish.
And the barbecue chicken too.
Yes.
That's a delicacy too for
you. Yes, we added that, first last year, and it was a hit. It was a big hit. And so we plan, we have that again this year as well. And, there's some people that really like the fish, and there's a few that would prefer a little chicken, so that's okay. We let them have that, too. Then we have hush puppies with our fish, and that's kind of a southern thing, but we've been doing that for a lot of years, and people always have been asking me this year, are we having hush puppies again? Yes, we're having hush puppies again, so...
That caps it off very well. You mentioned it's at the fairgrounds. It used to be here on Highway 14. I want to get the word out where you are, but I think people hopefully by now know where that's going to be, right?
Yes, I hope so. We were a little, when we first went to the fairgrounds, we were a little afraid maybe that would, could cause an issue there. But I think most people know where that is. They're used to going there. It's a common place. And that, it turned out very nice, and we like the facilities. It works well for us.
For someone that is just going to go and maybe drive through and get their food, will there be signage up to where to go and everything?
There'll be signage there, and we'll have people out there directing traffic as well.
Lots of room there too to spread out too.
Yes, and we will have. We're trying to have. We're changing the setup just a little bit to make it a little nicer for handicap parking for the people that don't have to walk so far. We're changing. We're making some changes there from last year, so that the handicap folks there that can't have a little more difficulty getting somewhere, the elderly, that they don't have to walk so far, and they're just closer to the food. So.
And the bake sale, I'm guessing there's some delicious stuff there, too.
Yeah, always good stuff there. A lot of pies, a lot of baked goods, bread, you name it, is there. So don't miss that.
So that's Friday and Saturday. So we've kind of taken you through the events Friday. Then when do things pick up again on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday morning, we start again. I think it's 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. That is when the auction starts again, and that will run. That usually runs till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's an all day event, and there's lots of food. Again, bake sale is there. Lots of food. We don't have a price tag on any of that. And I think it's all by donation.
So the auction will be culminating in the afternoon. Do you save your bigger stuff for the end then?
Yes, right along, right around noontime, the tractor, the building, the lawnmower. There's a riding lawnmower that'll sell. The bigger items, the hunting blinds, those will all sell just soon after 12 o'clock.
And toy tractors too, I see.
Yes, and those are just prior to that. We have a friend that brings toy tractors every year. Some of them will be new in a box. Some of them won't be, but they're usually, he brings a really nice combination collection of toy tractors that some will be for the collector, some will be for the kid in his toy box. And normally we have enough tractors there to sell for about 45 minutes. So we have a nice offering of toy tractors.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Quite a bit, yes.
And some nice outdoor furniture too, I see.
Yes, yes. We wouldn't let that slip by.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, we have, we'll have a nice round of poly furniture out there from out at Driftless Outdoors, and also a timber frame pavilion that we'll have on there that's similar to the timber frame pavilion that is out there on Driftless's lot today. It's not that one, but it's similar to that same style. So
as auctions go, you know, the money goes for a good cause, but you always, are kind of thinking about a bargain too. So there's a little bit of both, I'm sure, in this auction.
Yes, there are. You know, at a benefit auction like this, you'll see things sell for, prices that are above what they're supposed to bring. You know, you see some of that, but you also see some bargains. You also see something that it's underpriced. And we're okay with that. You know, we want to raise as much money as we can. But we also know that it's life. It's the way it is. Some you win, some you lose.
Well, this is your major event. Do you do other things during the year for the cause?
We do a few other things in the year, but this is our major event. This is the one that we look forward to. And this is the one that we kind of rally the community for help with. Other churches, other organizations, local people help. And this is kind of our once a year for us, you know, that we kind of rally the community for.
Tell me about your church and the community.
Yes, it's Lighthouse Chapel is the church. There's around 25 families of us, I suppose, 150 people. And that's where Gospel to Haiti, that's where the home is for Gospel to Haiti. And we have to use more money. It's much larger than us. Gospel to Haiti has a much larger budget than what we can swing ourselves. It's much, much larger than that. But so we use our church family there helps a lot. They're with this project. They all help pretty much, you know, in one way, shape, or form. Some of it is behind the scenes, and some of it is, you know, right out front making it happen. But it takes a lot of people, obviously, to make that all happen. But
where,
it's been good.
Where do you meet for your service?
And we meet over there on Carnes Avenue, 345 South Carnes Avenue, what formerly was the Presbyterian Church there. We bought that, I think, it's almost soon be 10 years. You know, I don't know where time has gone there either, but it'll be a while. It's slipping up here on us there with time, but we've been meeting there for a while. And it's a blessing. We really enjoy that.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going well. Who else goes to Haiti other than you? Do other members of your parish go?
Yeah, there's some of our others that go. I'm probably I'm the main one that goes from here. I've taken my family several times, you know, my children, most of my children have been down numerous times. Some of them have served as nurses or served as a field administrator there for several years at a time. I don't have, none of my family is there presently, but over the years, I've almost always had someone there of my children, but right now they're not, but...
And you'll be going back later this summer?
Yes, then? I'll be going, if everything goes well, I'm going again in several months. In August, I'm planning a trip for August.
Well, good luck to you on that one, too. So thanks for what you do.
Yeah, so we just, we try not to do something stupid. You know, we're very careful, but we also know that the safest place to be is where God wants me.
There you go. The 10th annual Haiti benefit auction going on Saturday, June 22nd. It's a full array of things to bid on, things to eat. You can't go wrong. I don't think you'd go hungry either, would you?
No, you won't go hungry. Yeah.
And again, that's by donation too for the food.
Yes, I think there are a few small items like in the snack stand that they may have a price attached to, I think. But we kind of let different departments decide that. But your meal, the fish fry, the main part of your meal is I know is by donation.
And that starts at 4 on Friday. Fish fry and chicken barbecue as well. Darwin, anything else that you'd like to add today?
Yeah, I don't think so. Just thank you in advance for coming and making it a success. We couldn't do it without the community, and we are so grateful for the opportunity to see it all happen.
Grateful to have you back in the studio as well.
It had already been
a year. It seemed like you had just been here.
I was just here not that long ago, yes.
Well, good luck with it, Darwin. We hope it goes well.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The 10th annual Haiti benefit auction coming up at the Richland County Fairgrounds Saturday, June 22nd, and of course, Friday night, June 21st as well, with that great meal and fish fry, and then you can check out all the items.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village Drive-Thru Chicken Barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village, June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
It's June Dairy Month. Cows have 32 teeth, all of them on the bottom. The average weight of a cow is 1,400 pounds. She eats 90 to 100 pounds of food and drinks about 35 gallons of water every day. Cows are really remarkable, and so is Wisconsin's dairy industry. It's time to honor our local dairy farm families during June Dairy Month. This message is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. I'm really pleased to have in the studio Nadine Hughley. And Nadine stayed with us, our family, some 19 years ago from the Richland campus, but back visiting in the area. Nadine, it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
So give us a little bit of a rundown. You've been back once or twice since then, but your impressions of coming back to Richland Center, did it all come kind of flooding back to you?
Well, it still looks the same. I don't see as many people anymore, but people still recognize me, so I guess you're still talking about me on the radio.
Oh, yeah, once in a while we are. You made quite an impression. As many of the exchange students have through the years, it's been a real benefit for our community. But in your era, the campus was very lively, a lot of students there. We had probably 100 from around the world that were there. But give us a little bit of your reminiscences of being a Roadrunner and playing on the basketball team.
Oh, that was great. I think that's something you'll never forget. Playing basketball in Switzerland is just not as exciting as playing it here. And if I remember it right, we actually did it. We went to the States.
Yeah, I think you did.
So,
you made it to the state that year.
Yeah, so we were not that bad.
No, you weren't. Yeah. Good memories. Who was your coach at that time then?
It was Coach Kruger. And then we had assistant coaches. It was Sarah and Angel and Zach.
Mm-hmm. So you got a chance to do that, spend a year, pretty eventful year as well. Do you remember like your studies, what area that you really studied here, or was it just your basics?
Honestly, I have. I don't remind any of my class. I was in an art class.
Uh huh.
That's what I remember. I don't even know if I. I don't know. I don't know what I did. I think I just hanged around at school. I remember lunch. I remember sports. I remember art class. I don't remember math or writing or any of these classes.
Sure.
Oops.
So when you went back home, then you finished your studies back in Switzerland.
I finished the studies before.
Ah.
So this means that I had no pressure at all. So this was really an off year. So I could have done a little better in classes, but I think John Poole was happy with me.
Mm-hmm. You have great memories of the staff, the teachers that you had here, don't you?
I remember a couple of them, but then I think I could actually draw their faces. I would have no clue how what their names were. But I had a good time. Like I got along with everyone, so that was easy for me.
And I'm sure it's sad for you to come back and learn that the campus is closed, isn't it?
Oh, we just drove by there, and it's sad. It just feels so empty. And we had a great year. We were a lot of exchange students. I think we were like 40 of us. So, and they did a really good job with just, you know, showing us around and being there for us and supporting. And all the kids at school, they kind of implemented us in everything, like sports and parties and whatever there was. So it was like really livingly. There was a big life. And then just seeing all these empty, buildings.
Buildings, yeah.
That's sad. It's sad to see.
We really gained from that time and all the exchanges we had. Now, I still know they have a vibrant community with the high school and the high schools in the area as well. And I'm sure you would still encourage someone to be a part of an exchange program if they could. pretty beneficial for you in later life, isn't it?
Oh, I would do that. I mean, I'm sure there's kids all over the world that don't want to do it. But if you have like a personality that's open and you want to learn a new language and you just want to learn something about new culture, I think that's just, you know, it's the time of your life. And or in high school, or if you'd want to do it in college, just if you have parents or a family that supports it, I think you should just go for it.
And one of the major things is to come over here and better your English. Is that correct?
Well, as you can hear, my English is not perfect.
Oh, no, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You but, don't use it every day, though.
No, I'm not using it anymore. But, yeah, you just learn and you just talk how everybody else talks. And as English is, like, it's the most important language in the world, I guess. And that just helped me for further jobs. And I think I got better jobs later on just because my English was as settled. And so I would do that again, too.
How many languages can you speak?
So German is my first language. Mm-hmm. Then I speak French. Then my mom is from Paris. Mm-hmm. We speak Swiss German in Switzerland. That does not technically count as a language. Well, then English, speak some Spanish, and then try to speak some Italian, but that goes rather bad.
That's all?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No Chinese. No, I'm sorry. No, not yet. But hey, yeah. You never know.
Well, you impress me because you can communicate just about anywhere you're dropped. How many countries have you visited through the years?
So I did the count because I knew you would ask me that. I think I'm about at 33 countries.
That's incredible. Switzerland's still your favorite, though.
Sure, I have to say that. My parents just says, my parents are sitting next
sitting
to me.
Right here.
No, I'm really fortunate. Switzerland is we're just, you know, financially, politically really stable. So we're fortunate to be there. I would not change it. But then that's the only thing I know, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a beautiful country. I can say that firsthand because your lovely family hosted us 7 years ago, and what an opportunity it was. But really good to have you back here in the area. You're right now, as far as your career, you've been doing some event planning. You're working with some young people, kind of doing what you love, it sounds like.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it. Sometimes it just takes a little longer, but if you have a chance, you just have to take it.
It's been rewarding having you back, that's for sure. We're going to miss you when you go. And, you know, sorry that you had to put up with me as a host father all those years ago. But I think we've had a pretty good relationship.
I wouldn't be here if we, you know, would not have it. So it was really great. And as I just said, I'll come back whether you want me or not.
Awesome.
I'll be back.
You can come back and host the morning show, and I'll take the morning off.
We'll see. We'll talk about that.
Thanks again, Nadine. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See it for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel is going on now.
On our morning show today, we have big news. Welcome back. Lyrica Marks is here, Richland County Fair Coordinator and Recycling Coordinator. And Lyrica, you promised the last time you were here that you were going to give us the exclusive, and we've got it this morning, don't we?
Yes, we do. So obviously for the fair, we are looking at getting entertainment, something to get people excited. And we have done that. We are bringing in a country artist, and we have officially gotten everything sorted. And I can officially announce who the artist is.
Should I give you a drum roll here?
Oh, please do. So the artist, her name is Ashley Ryan. She is originally born in California, and then now is based out of Nashville. However, she has played at the 2024 CMA Festival this year. And then she also had an opportunity to sing with Keith Urban. She is growing on Spotify quite a bit. I personally love her, and I've been trying to get her more known. And when I was put in charge of this, I got really excited because I knew I had an opportunity.
Great. So you've been reading up, you've been kind of keeping up on her career. And it sounds like, Lyrica, that last year things started to really take off for her, didn't they?
Oh, they very much did. Yeah. She was actually on TikTok and posted a song on there, just a little clip of a song, which she had actually written when she was 16 that she wanted Miranda Lambert to sing. However, when she posted that like little snippet of the song, it blew up. She got about 12 million views on TikTok. And so it just went viral. And from there, her career has been going uphill.
So this is awesome for the Richland County Fair to have this. And I think we want to kind of promote her leading up to that and have her number one in Richland Center by the time she arrives, right?
Oh, that is the plan, yes.
So tell us about logistically where she'll be, when she'll be playing at the fair this year.
So the concert will be on September 7th. The starting time we are still looking at completely will be either 7 or 8 p.m., depending on the other events we get lined up and solidified, which will hopefully be figured out by the end of this week. But otherwise, she will be in the grandstands. It will be right on our fairgrounds, which the address is 23630 County Highway AA, just so everyone knows. But I'm excited. I hope everybody else gets excited. I know I've heard talks of people getting really pumped, so...
So that'll be Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken.
That is Saturday night, yes.
In front of the grandstands. And yeah, that'll be exciting. Is there a plan to have an opening act, or will it just be Ashley that night?
So the opening act is still up for debate. We are trying to look at somebody. We've looked at a few people who have been booked. However, we are open to, if you know anybody, feel free to message our social media page. I am researching, I'm trying to find something, but obviously we do want someone who we would love to give an opportunity to, but also that people would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Will tickets be sold separately for this event?
No, they will not. The grandstand event is on its own. There will be a meet and greet with her, though, about 2 hours beforehand for an hour. So she has agreed to do that. Her and her manager have been absolutely wonderful to work with so far. Very understandable, and they are very excited to be coming.
Ashley Ryan coming to the Richland County Fair. So that's big news we can give you today. You've been listening to her music. Do you have a favorite, Lyrica?
Personally, my favorite is One Track Your Mind. However, all of her songs are phenomenal. I listen to her nonstop, and I think you should too.
Where can we find her music?
Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, social media, basically most music platforms she is on.
She's building a little bit of a background and building a fan base. I'm guessing you could have some visitors to the fair from way outside the area, too, couldn't you?
Oh, I sure hope so. We are trying to outreach and draw in more of a crowd, build more community with that. And with her being an up-and-coming artist, it is a possibility.
So you were here last week. There were some deadlines and some things coming up for the fair. What can you tell us? Can you give us an update?
Our fair entries have opened up officially as of this past Saturday, June 15th. They are still open. They will be open until August 1st. So if you haven't gotten them in, please get them in. We're constantly looking, and I would love to be able to get all that organized.
Fair books, if you had one from last year, it's still prevalent for this year then, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So people can keep that in mind. And since the last time we've talked, have you made any other progress on any other events or anything like that you'd like to mention?
Well, we do have our pedal pull, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned last time. We have the balloon artist contracted. We have the actual tractor pull. It will be a very exciting time for the fair this year. All of our entertainment is basically officially.
So you have something each night of the fair in the grandstand area then?
Not that Thursday night. However, that Friday and Saturday we do.
Mm-hmm. So Friday night you have the
tractor pull.
And we wanted to mention too, since you were here, we had the Southwest WI Pullers, and they wanted to make mention that night in Richland Center, so it's September 6th, that is going to be a big night because it's kind of like the final night for some points. Some totals where people can really go after that and try to maybe come out on top for the season. So that's pretty spectacular.
Even more exciting and more reasons to come watch.
Okay, great deal. So Ashley Ryan, that's the big news. Ashley Ryan will be at the Richland County Fair.
She will be.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Let's give her one of her songs a spin. We'll do that right now. Lyrica Marks, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Keeping us posted on what's going on at the Richland County Fair. She is the Richland County Fair Coordinator and Recycling Coordinator. And if you have any questions, Lyrica, how can people best get a hold of you?
Either through our social media, which I am constantly checking, our office, or honestly, just stopping by the office. I'm there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so that I'm a very friendly social person and I love to make those connections. So feel free to stop by.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, of course.
Summer of 07, I was 8 years old. Mama took me to the rodeo. From that moment on, my attention, it was tied and tighter than a let it go. Years gone by and nothing's changed. I got a thing, drugs.
Ashley Ryan on WRCO. Headed to the Richland County Fair on Saturday night, September 7th. That'll be an exciting time. Thanks to Lyrica Marks for being on the radio with us today during our morning show. Before that, Nadine Hughley, and before that, Darwin Hostetler as well, talking about the Gospel of Haiti benefit this weekend. Back to the subject of Ashley Ryan, though. I know they had a contest on the Facebook page for Richland County Fair, and they were having people guess, and Lyrica says that someone did actually get guess the right artist after the clues were out there. So there will be a winner, and announced by noon today who that winner is, the winner of a great prize from the Richland County Fair. Let's close out the morning show with one more here from Ashley Ryan. It's called Hush, Little Baby. So we wrap up today's morning show and head toward news time at 10.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Your mama's got a 12-gauge held up high. And if that boy ever breaks your heart, I'll send him where the moon meets and kisses the stars. He's messing with my baby, and I ain't gonna tell him twice. If you come home crying, kiss the Chevy and these matches goodbye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards.
Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.